The Art and Science of Personal Magnetism. Theron Q. Dumont. Preliminary Greeting. I take pleasure in presenting to many American students who will acquire possessions of copies of this book these practical lessons on the art and science of personal magnetism. These chapters contain the gist of the lessons taught by me in classes and to individuals in my course of personal instruction conducted by me here in Paris for the past 18 years. In my personal work, of course, I adapt the instruction to the special requirements of my individual students, which I cannot do in the case of general lessons in printed form. But notwithstanding this, I feel that I have condensed into these pages the essence of my methods and principles of my practice, so that any student of average intelligence may readily grasp, assimilate, and apply the same with success. At least, I feel that if the student does not accomplish this, it will be his or her own fault, not that of myself. In introducing this book, I wish to express my obligations to Mr. L.N.D., an American student of mine here in Paris, who has kindly transformed my rather stilted guidebook English into the plain, simple form desirable for a book designed for the general public. I feel particularly indebted to him for supplying the idiomatic American man-on-the-street terms, thus reproducing the conversational style which I use in all my lessons in French, but which my book English rendered impossible in this case without the kindly assistance of this worthy gentleman. With hand on heart, I send to my new American audience the sincere regards and most earnest wishes for success. Their solicitous teacher, Theron Q. Dumont. Paris, France, August 26, 1913. It is a strange and almost amusing fact that there should be at the same time, on the part of the general public, such a general acceptance of the existence of personal magnetism, on the one hand, and such an ignorance of the nature of this wonderful force, on the other. In short, while everyone believes in the existence of personal magnetism, scarcely anyone possesses knowledge of the real nature of the same, much less a working knowledge of its principles of application. A belief in the existence of a personal power, influence, or atmosphere on the part of certain individuals, which enables the possessor to attract, influence, dominate, or control others, has been held by the race from the earliest days of written history. Many of the oldest writings of the race contain references to the strange, mysterious power possessed by certain individuals, which enabled them to attract or influence others. And, following the course of written human history along the ages, we may perceive a constant reference to this strange power of the individual, so generally acknowledged and at the same time so little understood. Coming down to the present age, an age in which great attention has been devoted to the study of psychology and psychic subjects in general, we find that while the old belief in personal magnetism has been strengthened, there exists at the same time very little general knowledge among the public regarding the real nature of the force or the best means of using and employing it. But this lack of knowledge, just alluded to, is confined to the general public. In all ages, there have been a few advanced individuals who have thoroughly understood and employed the force of personal influence. Not only have the occult students of the past possessed this knowledge and have passed it on to their successors, but many of the greatest men of history have acquired a thorough knowledge likewise.